Tom.
Hey, Tom. It's Ray and Sean.
Hey,
how
Tom.
How you doing, man?
Hey, guys.
Yeah, we're calling. We're calling you from the studio. Hey, listen. We're not going to do the podcast this week.
We're not going to do the podcast this week, but there's a ton of news to cover, guys.
Not really. I mean, what was there, like the United Airlines thing? And
yeah, the United Airlines grounded their flights and the New York Stock Exchange was down all on the same day.
Like, yeah.
Big tech glitches.
But it wasn't like a hack or anything. It was just it was some screwed up routers, right?
Yeah, you know, but it's news.
Okay, and
then Reddit meltdown.
Well, we talked about Reddit last week, though, didn't we?
Yeah, no, I think this happened over the weekend.
Oh.
We covered Reddit.
What was it about?
Yeah, Reddit.
I didn't even read about this. What happened on Reddit?
There was a person who worked for the company. It was one of the only points of contact with the moderators on the site. Her name was Victoria Taylor.
Oh, right,
and she helped
Victoria.
Coordinate the Ask Me Anythings, which are kind of these interviews, moderated question sessions that Reddit's really famous for.
Right.
They fired her without warning, without telling the community, and the community kind of revolted. Basically, all the major subreddits started, like, blacking themselves out. They would take subreddit private. And so when you go to Reddit, it's sort of a wasteland.
Oh.
And this happened over, like, Friday night, Saturday morning. And eventually, like, Alexis Ohanian, I believe, who was one of the original founders of Reddit, came out and apologized. And then Ellen Pao, who's the acting CEO, posted a big mea culpa, said, oh, we're going to do better. So it was this big...
We'll let you know before we fire people.
Yeah, well, it was part of a larger grievance, I think, where the people who, the volunteers and moderators, who put in, obviously, a huge amount of time on Reddit, just kind of feel like the people who own Reddit don't listen to them and don't communicate with them.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess that's good enough to do a podcast about. I guess that's we pretty much just covered it.
And Russia is warning people not to take dangerous selfies.
Oh, so yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, Russia.
It's a big public awareness campaign.
Well, a lot of people have been doing really stupid selfies, like, falling off a cliff because they're idiots.
Well, yeah, there was a... I
say let Darwinism work.
There was like a 19-year-old Russian guy who I think fell off a bridge because he was trying to take a selfie and just didn't realize where his footing was.
This is when we blame technology for stupidity. People have always been stupid.
Yeah,
they're just using technology to enact their stupidness.
Yeah.
Well, hey,
have you guys ever taken dangerous selfies?
No. I actually probably...
Or dangerous photos of any kind.
No, I don't. What about you, Ray?
No, I've never taken a dangerous picture. I mean, I've taken a few pictures like while I'm driving down the road.
That sounds dangerous.
But I mean, I keep my hand in the car.
Yeah.
I usually even keep the window down, so no, I'm not going to take
roll down the window, hold the phone out, and we're like, jeez!
Selfie stick. There goes my arm.
What about you, Tom?
I did sort of go through an amateur photographer phase back before there were cell phone cameras, and I might have done a little bit of a trespassing trying to get some good shots, but
Okay, now I have taken, again, before... smartphones were a thing. I did take some urban, what's it called, urban hunting or whatever. Urban exploring. Yeah,
okay.
I went into some hunting. That's the wrong
what
word.
Was that?
No, I went into
that's
some
a totally different thing.
Yeah. It's where we search for the rats. No, where we went into some buildings that were locked up and abandoned.
Oh,
yeah, and took some good cool black and white pictures, because black and white was cool back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyways, no, the real reason why we were going to do the podcast is nobody left any reviews. So
yeah, on iTunes.
So clearly nobody likes this show, and no one's listening, so I think we should just skip this week.
Yeah, I mean, I would be surprised if we're back next week.
Yep.
Yeah, probably not.
All right. Cool, just want to let you know, don't come into the studio this week. All right.
Oh,
we'll see,
guys.
What,
guys? Yeah, we can't do that. You know, people, they just had an off week.
All right, well, we'll do a show next week. All right.
You know, and I'm sure people have just forgotten, and we just need to remind them.
It's summer slump. It's
summer slump.
Yeah. All right, fine.
You
gave me a turn.
We have awesome listeners, and I know that they totally want podcasts from us.
You think they do?
I think they do.
Yeah, all right. They do.
All right.
And, it does help. I don't know why I'm explaining this to the three of us because we already know, but it does help when people leave reviews on iTunes.
Yeah, it helps a lot.
Yeah, it helps. It helps get our podcast out there.
I mean, we have a unique name, no doubt. I mean, there's no other deemable podcast out there. Well, there's two actually.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we host both of them.
That's true.
But you know, when people search for tech news, we don't pop up pretty high. We're like in the 200s or 300s. I don't even know if we show up at all. So, you know, if people would leave those reviews, it would really help us get higher in the search results on iTunes and on Stitcher. And if people don't do that, well, then nobody is ever going to find our show, because there's a lot of other tech shows out there that we are so much better than. And you
totally.
Know, nobody knows because nobody's leaving us reviews. But, you know, maybe you're right. We'll see. We'll do it next week and, you know, go on from there.
You know, I just had the weirdest thought.
What's that?
Wouldn't it be creepy if there were people listening to this conversation right now?
Okay, that's weird. I gotta go.
Yeah, I think we need to get off the line.
I'm out. Later.
Not me too. Here. See you guys.
This has been a production of WJCT Public Broadcasting. To find out more, visit us online at wjct.org.